big opportunity. Like we said before the season started, we had a great schedule, meaning a great opportunity for us each and every game. It's just up to us to come and capitalize on the opportunity. So, yeah.
What have you seen? Have you guys been able to watch a lot of Bama tape yet?
We haven't watched any yet. We took last week to get our fundamentals back under us and just kind of good on good periods to get our competitive level up there. So today will be the first day we will take a look at on Bama scouting report.
What did you feel like was really the emphasis last week in the bye week? And you mentioned going back to the fundamentals and really focusing on yourselves.
Yeah, just really competing. Our practice went back to fall camp and kind of like just good on good periods, one-on-ones, trade drills, working on blocking, being physical. So just kind of getting those fundamentals back installed in us and all that stuff like that.
Yeah, where do you feel like the team really grew the most last week?
Those periods, like the last period being a team period and being good on good when you're tired, just kind of getting that mental, physical. You know, it's kind of hard in the season being week in, week out of being trying to stay healthy and doing scout periods. It's hard to get those periods in, but when they come, it's competitive, it's fun. It brings back that life and energy in practice.
And that might have been part of the answer, but what's it going to take for this offense to really be able to clicking on all cylinders, you think?
You know, I think all season has kind of been like, you know, like, what's it going to take here and here? And I think at the end of the day, it's just when we're going to do our job and just come out and do it. I think, honestly, at this point, I don't really know what it's going to take or when, because it's not like we don't know what to do. So it's like, at what point are we going to decide that on every play it's important for each guy to do their part or do their assignment, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not rocket science, but it's just a matter of coming down and doing it. So, yeah.
I was going to say, how big do you think it is that you've already played Clemson? You've already played in Auburn. You've already been in, quote, unquote, battles like that. Jamon, what do you think that does for this team heading into this one against Bama?
It should be a good thing. I mean, you know what you're getting into. It helps you realize that, you know, it's just football. So it's not the first time you've been there, like you said. But I think for a guy like me and a guy like older guys, I think the biggest thing is just, I don't know, like relaying that message along to the young guys that play a huge role in this team. So, like you said, we've been there before, and there's not anything other than football at the end of the day. So just lock in and compete at the highest level.
Carson mentioned that Jimbo focused on the mental game and really bolstering the mental game over the bye week. How much is sports psychology and a sports psychologist a part of helping build the mental game, and what does that look like for you? Do you ever utilize any of those services?
Yeah, I mean, I know the biggest thing for in this conference is not getting bored. It seems pretty simple, but it's very hard to do. And that's one thing that Bama does good. They don't get bored with winning and with scoring points and all that. I think that builds a certain kind of personality in you, honestly. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you're up, you're not getting bored. So you're not letting the team get back. And it's kind of like even coming out, you're not bored. You're not like bored, but like just conservative. So I think that with these practices we had last week, it's kind of just showing us, hey, like we're still competing, we're still having fun with this, and just how we're going to come out and how we're going to finish, yeah. But that's big, though, yeah.
Yeah, and I know that y'all have sports psychologists on staff.
Oh yeah, tomorrow.
Do you ever go?
Yeah, we have them once a week.
Yeah,
for receivers.
What does that look like?
We come in with the receivers. I think he comes in is Ryan Pitsinger, and he just we have like goals each week, and how we're going to meet those goals, and how we're going to what steps we're going to take to get towards them, and all that stuff like that. But it definitely helps us to get out what you want to do and then come back at the end of the week and see, have I got those goals achieved, or, you know, how close I am to achieving those goals. Yeah.
I know you got faith in your defense, but you kind of alluded to it. You know Bama's going to put up their fair share of points. On your side, what's that do for you guys knowing when you take the field on your drives? Is it more pressure, like, hey, we got to get points here? How do you approach that, if you can kind of get what I'm saying?
No, yeah. They're going to
have – you know you got probably 30-35 to win this thing.
Yeah, I mean, who knows, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like whoever you play, like you can't play bad, so we're going to lose any game in SEC. Like you're playing – it's the top of the top, so that's what we signed up for. Like it's Bama, we play them every year. But I think that you know who you're going against. You got to just prepare to play. Like they're stoppable. Like they're not just unstoppable, you know what I'm saying? So I think that at the end of the day, going there with that mindset, but it's like – we got to play good. They got to play good every game. defense and offense. So I don't think there's one side has a – we don't try to put any pressure on ourselves.
It appears maybe the strength of Alabama's defense is in secondary, and obviously your guys' offense has really been good with the receivers. Is that something you guys are looking at?
Wait, say it again, I'm sorry.
Are you really looking forward to the challenge if Alabama's secondary is really strong? Receivers have obviously kind of been a key for A&M's offense all year.
Yeah.
How much are you looking forward to that?
It's always a very physical game. I think since I've been a freshman, I've been a part of that. It's going to be very getting off a very hard man coverage game, getting off press, making plays down the field, contested catches, tight windows. So it's kind of what the NFL kind of symbolizes. But I think that Coach Saban coaches him well. He coaches the cornerbacks and safety, so it's going to be a very tough and physical game for us. We got to get open, so yeah.
Jamal, I know that you limited yourself on social media. There's a video going around with the College Game Day guys talking about how Kyle Field, they don't really think that's much of a home field advantage. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, no. I didn't see.
Okay, well, how important is it just to protect home field, especially?
It's huge. It's a pride thing. Like, I think that it just kind of shows what kind of team you are, kind of man you are. I think that, like I said, just pride, just somebody coming in and beating you, that can't be okay. You can't lay with that. You can't be able to – that shouldn't be okay with you. So when somebody comes in here and plays you at home, you should take that approach and play with that mentality every play.
With that said, you got down to Auburn pretty quick, and you could kind of tell the life went out of Kyle Field.
Yeah.
How important is it to give the fans something, keep them in it early?
It's very important.
Keep them, stay with Bama.
It's very important. It just comes down to, like, coming out there with that fiery energy that we're playing football, the game that we love, what we signed up for. This is what we signed up for. It's nothing that we didn't ask for. So you got to just come out with that fire and the urge to get better.
Off the bye week, Jamal, you think this is the week we finally see the offense start clicking on all cylinders?
You know, man, I hope so. Like I said, there's nothing we haven't seen drawn up. There's no new schemes, no new plays, no new personnel, maybe a little bit, but it's just like, when are we going to click and do what we got to do and doing our job? Coach Fisher's doing a great job with the game plan for every team we played. And Coach Dickey, our coaches are doing a great job of coaching us. We got to just make a decision, lead these guys, and do our job on each play.
When you guys get a chance to go up-tempo and go faster, do you think the offense runs a little bit better?
Yeah, I think that's because we think less and more so reacting off fundamentals and stuff like that. So that's why Coach Fisher do things like last week, having those periods where we're just competing. And he sees that we do the best when we're not thinking. So tries to, like, take the load off of us, but at the end of the day, nothing's rocket science, so we shouldn't be able to, we shouldn't get baby, but I do see that we don't think when we play.
Emergence.